How to get a domestic violence case dismissed.
Facing a domestic battery charge in Illinois can be a life-altering event, marked by potential repercussions that extend far beyond the courtroom. It is not simply a matter of legal formality. It's about safeguarding your future and ensuring that your rights are vigorously defended every step of the way.
The legal definition of domestic violence. Under Illinois law, domestic violence is defined broadly to include any act of physical abuse, harassment, intimidation of a dependent, interference with personal liberty, or willful deprivation against a family or household member.
This definition encompasses various behaviors that go beyond just physical harm and extends to emotional and psychological abuse as well.
Different types of domestic violence allegations.
These can include but are not limited to physical abuse such as hitting, slapping, or shoving, as well as non-physical abuse like threats, stalking, or harassment. Economic exploitation and emotional manipulation can also fall under the umbrella of domestic violence if they occur within the context of a familial or intimate relationship.
How domestic violence charges are classified.
In Illinois, domestic violence charges can be classified as misdemeanors or felonies, depending largely on the severity of the alleged incident, the defendant's criminal history, and whether any aggravating factors are present.
1. Misdemeanor domestic battery is generally charged when the accused allegedly causes bodily harm or makes physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with a family or household member.
2. Felony charges, such as aggravated domestic battery, may be brought if the incident involved severe bodily harm, strangulation, or if the defendant has prior convictions for domestic battery.
Remember that in Illinois, it is not possible to expunge a conviction of domestic battery from your record, regardless of whether it is your first offense.
In all instances, it is imperative to approach these charges with a comprehensive understanding of the nuances of Illinois law to ensure that legal proceedings are conducted fairly and justly.
Whether advocating for the defense or the prosecution, a deep understanding of these classifications is essential for navigating the complexities of domestic violence cases in Illinois. Arrest protocols.
In Illinois, the arrest procedure for domestic battery or violence involves a law enforcement officer responding to an incident and assessing the situation. If there is probable cause to believe that domestic violence has occurred, the officer can arrest the alleged offender without a warrant. The officer will then provide the victim with information on their rights and available services. A no-contact order may be issued to protect the victim, and the accused will be taken into custody until a bond hearing. The state's attorney's office will review the incident and decide on the charges. Emergency protection orders can be issued to provide immediate safety for the victim.
What happens if the alleged victim decides to drop the charges?
It is important to understand that once charges are filed, the decision to proceed with the case usually rests with the prosecutor, not the victim. This approach is designed to protect victims who may be under pressure to withdraw charges and to address the public interest in curbing domestic violence.
Therefore, domestic battery charges in Illinois cannot be easily withdrawn even at the sole discretion of the victim. Legal grounds for case dismissal.
A prosecutor may consider several grounds when determining whether to dismiss a domestic violence case. These grounds generally revolve around the strength of the evidence, the credibility of the parties involved, and legal principles that govern the prosecution of crimes. Here are some factors that might lead to the dismissal of a domestic violence case.
Evidentiary issues.
1. Lack of evidence. Insufficient evidence to prove the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt can lead to case dismissal.
2. Inconsistencies in testimony. If the alleged victim or witnesses provide inconsistent statements that undermine their credibility, the case may be dismissed.
3.
Statement recant by the victim.
While the decision to prosecute lies with the state, a victim's decision to recant their story may influence the case, especially if there is no other substantial evidence.
4.
Absence of physical injuries. While not necessary for conviction, the absence of physical injuries might make a case harder to prove.
Procedural issues.
1. Violation of constitutional rights. If there's evidence of the defendant's rights being violated during the investigation or arrest, e.g., illegal search and seizure, the case may be dismissed.
2.
Failure to provide speedy trial. If the prosecution does not bring the case to trial within the statutory period, the defendant's right to a speedy trial may be grounds for dismissal.
3. Improper handling of evidence. Mishandling or contamination of evidence can compromise its admissibility, potentially leading to a dismissal. Witness issues.
1. Unavailability of the victim or key witnesses. If crucial witnesses are unavailable or unwilling to testify and there is no other substantial evidence, the case may be dismissed.
2.
Victim non-cooperation. Although the case does not depend solely on the victim's cooperation, unwillingness or unavailability to participate may affect the case's viability.
Legal and policy considerations.
1.
Prosecutorial discretion. Prosecutors may consider the broader interests of justice, including the relationship between the parties, the circumstances of the offense, and the impact on the victim and community.
2.
Public interest.
Sometimes cases are dismissed in the public interest, which can include a variety of factors such as the defendant's role in the community or potential consequences of a conviction.
Negotiating with the prosecution.
In the context of Illinois domestic violence laws, negotiating with the prosecution is a nuanced process that can significantly alter the course and outcome of a case. A defense attorney's role includes engaging with the prosecutor to reach an agreement that serves the interests of justice while considering the circumstances of the accused individual.
Plea bargains. What are they and how can they help? Plea bargains are agreements in which the defendant agrees to plead guilty to a lesser charge, or to one of multiple charges, in exchange for concessions from the prosecutor. Pre-trial motions that could affect your case.
In Illinois, common pre-trial motions in domestic violence cases include motions to dismiss for lack of evidence or improper procedure, motions to suppress evidence obtained through unconstitutional means, and motions that challenge the legality of the charge itself.
The impact of mitigating circumstances.
In Illinois, mitigating factors in domestic violence cases can include the defendant's lack of a prior criminal record, evidence of mental illness or emotional distress, acts in self-defense, provocation, or a genuine expression of remorse.
The pros and cons of plea agreements. Plea agreements involve the defendant pleading guilty to a lesser charge or to fewer charges than originally filed.
In Illinois, these agreements are reached through negotiation between the defense attorney and the prosecutor and must be approved by the court. A plea agreement still involves a guilty plea, which can result in a criminal record and associated consequences. Additionally, defendants give up their right to a trial where they might have been found not guilty.
Preserving your rights throughout the process. Ensuring lawful treatment by authorities.
In Illinois, as in the rest of the United States, individuals are entitled to certain rights when interacting with law enforcement authorities. These include the right to remain silent, the right to refuse consent to a search without a warrant, and the right to an attorney. If a defendant believes that their rights have been violated at any point, it is crucial to bring this to the attention of their attorney as soon as possible.
The importance of not violating bail conditions.
When granted bail in Illinois, defendants are released from custody under a set of conditions that they are legally obligated to follow. Violating these bail conditions can lead to serious consequences, including revocation of the bail and potential additional charges. Common bail conditions may include no contact orders with the victim, restrictions on travel, and requirements to appear at all scheduled court dates. How to handle unlawful arrest and detention claims. Claims of unlawful arrest and detention are taken seriously in Illinois. If a defendant believes they have been unlawfully arrested or detained, it is imperative to address the issue through the proper legal channels. In Illinois, a defense attorney plays a pivotal role in the lives of those accused of domestic violence.
How a domestic violence attorney can help?
A domestic violence attorney can assist in numerous ways, beginning with an explanation of the charges and potential consequences.
They provide clarity about the legal process, including arraignment, pre-trial motions, potential plea bargains, and trial.
In Illinois, an attorney will ensure that the defendant's legal rights are protected throughout the criminal justice process.
Strategies lawyers use to get cases dismissed.
In Illinois, lawyers may file motions to suppress evidence that was illegally obtained or to dismiss cases due to a lack of evidence. They can also argue that the defendant's rights were violated. For example, if there was an unlawful arrest or if the prosecution failed to follow proper legal procedures.
The importance of experienced legal representation.
Experienced lawyers are familiar with the tendencies of local courts and can navigate the system effectively. They know how to communicate with prosecutors and judges and are adept at finding the most persuasive ways to present your case. They can also recognize when a case might be best resolved through negotiation or if it should proceed to trial.
Understanding the complex nature and severe implications of being charged with domestic battery in Illinois is crucial.
However, knowing that charges can be dismissed under certain circumstances provides a beacon of hope for those accused. Take a stand for your rights and contact the law offices of Eric Pittman today to let your side of the story be heard and to maximize your chances for a favorable outcome. Your initial consultation could be the first step toward regaining control of your life and moving forward. Contact us today at 630-308-0068 and begin the journey to defend your rights and seek justice for your case.